You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone is Kelly Kobus, who is the owner of A Piece of Cake and Le Bon Macaron in East Lansing. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm great. How are you?
Very good. I know Monday's your day off, so I appreciate you taking a few minutes to be with me. Was perusing Facebook and social websites and so forth, and found out, not a surprise to me at all, that you've gotten another big award and another acknowledgement of your extraordinary work, and that is from a magazine called The Knot, which is about everything weddings, isn't it?
Yes. It's a huge website, huge magazine that I think everyone who gets engaged joins The Knot, and they call them knotties. And so it's a big honor to be included in their Best of Weddings for this year.
I was just going to say, let's explain what it is. And this happens at this time of year every year with TheKnot.com and The Knot magazine?
Yes. So this year they have the Best of Weddings 2011. So this is for this year, and I believe it's based off of last year's work. So I received an email from The Knot saying that, I'm not sure exactly how it worked in the past, but this year they were basing their winners mostly off of reviews, which was really nice. So it's based off of what brides are saying about local vendors. So we had some really great nice reviews from some really wonderful brides, and so we were very excited when they called us and told us that we'd been chosen this year. And a good friend of mine, Dawn Hall, and Rachel Levinson from Petal and Forest were also included in the group this year, so that was very exciting for them as well.
So you got The Knot's Best of Wedding Cakes.
Yes.
I mean, that's huge.
For the Lansing area, mm-hmm. Yep.
For the mid-Michigan area here. And Dawn was going to be with us this evening. She has a sick child on her hands, so we'll chat with her at another time as well. But certainly we'll give her a shout-out. Now, to be the best of, you have to be pretty good at whatever it is you do. And I've had you on the show before talking about your background and how you came to have these two, the stores, A Piece of Cake and Le Bon Macaron. Your training in Paris and then coming back and the shop was available and you took it and you never missed a beat with it, did you?
You know, I've loved it. It's one of those things that I was in the right place at the right time, and thankfully my dad, you know, saw it was for sale, and it's just something that's just continued to grow. And, you know, I really had no idea when I bought it what it was going to be like. And, you know, thankfully it was a great business to start with, and it's just something that I just had to continue to grow and improve on. And I've really loved every minute of it.
And I love that you mentioned your dad, because family was a big part of this. Your folks own the Colonial Bar not too far from us here on Cavanaugh Road. We'll give them a shout out as well, because, I mean, huge support and work with you routinely as you keep everything moving there.
Yes, I really couldn't do it without my parents. You know, they know that I, you know, appreciate them more than anything, because I mean, really, when we were looking to buy it, I didn't even really think of how much work it was going to be and that I would need so much help. And thankfully, my mom said that she wanted to be a partner and help me. But, yeah, people always ask, you know, what advice do you have? How did you do this? And really, I can't imagine doing it without family.
Mm-hmm. Now, when looking, I got to partake in one of your exquisite creations over the weekend. A little friend of mine was 4 years old, and you alerted me to the fact that you'd done a monorail cake for him, and I'm thinking, a monorail cake? I saw the most amazing, it was almost real size.
Was he pretty surprised?
He was stunned and surprised, and so was I, and it was absolutely delicious as usual, and I think that's important for folks to know. There are pretty cakes, and then there are delicious cakes, and yours are both, which we talk about it being art you can eat, and that is obviously accurate. So, I mean, your creations are simply amazing. And when I was looking at the knot.com and thinking about the variety of wedding cakes that you have done, how do you sit down and pull out of the couple what it is they're looking for, and then that bring that dream to reality for them?
Well, it completely depends on the couple. There are a lot of people that come in that know exactly what they want, and then there are some people that have absolutely no idea. And so basically, I sit down, and I have a book of all the cakes that we've done and have them look through that, and then I have a book with just pictures from magazines to sort of give them more ideas. And so I give them little sticky notes, and they say to, you know, mark everything that they like, even things that they don't like, so I know the style is, and then bring in the wedding dress and bridesmaids' dresses and color swatches and flowers. And I always encourage people to come in, make me the last step.
Okay. We're having a little are you moving around? We're having a little trouble hearing you on the phone. Okay, we'll just chat for a minute. Scott's going to give you a call back and see if we can get a hold of her again. We're talking with Kelly Kobus, who is owner of A Piece of Cake in East Lansing, and Le Bon Macaron, which is a secondary company she just started, and which is an amazing company as well. You've got to stop by. They're now carrying them in the stores and a couple other locations as well. Macarons. I of course, was misprint. Oh, is Kelly back? Very good.
There she is.
That's very good. Thank you. Okay. These cell phones usually work perfectly every now and then.
I know.
So we're just talking about how you let them look through things, and sometimes you might just get a feel for what they like after looking at pictures and creations that you've done and can pull from that.
Exactly. And I have them bring in, there's a lot of brides that like to pull details from their wedding dress. So I have them bring in pictures of their wedding dress. So I have a bride coming up that has just beautiful ruffly details in her dress. So we're going to incorporate that and a big flower that's also in her dress. So it's really fun. I love when people give me a challenge and want to create something that's truly unique to them. And also, you know, brides that sit down and say, I love this cake, but I want it different because I want it to be just for me. So,
wow.
And that's what we do. There's no, numbers to check off. Oh, you want, cake one, that, everything is completely custom and unique to them.
Well, I can certainly attest to that. And I want folks who are listening to be able to take a look at some of the things you do, because if they haven't seen it, it really is unbelievable. Why don't you let folks know where they can look to see pictures of your creations?
There are hundreds of pictures on our website, and there's lots of different galleries for each occasion, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, and the website is apieceocake.com.
Very good. Now, Le Bon Macaron, I don't want to leave without talking about that. I have a special request to get some of those one of these days here, so I'll be swinging by. And that's a secondary company you started making the most amazing macarons.
Yes, we started that in November. And they are like little French cookies with lots of different fillings, like a chocolate ganache or a salted caramel buttercream or passion fruit. And you can see pictures of those at lebonmacaron.com. You can also get there through the A Piece of Cake website as well. And those are going to be exploding for weddings, I think, because you can make them any color. Even for showers, we did some last weekend for a baby shower, and you can make them in pinks or blues, and they're great favors as well.
Well, aren't you selling those at a couple other places as well? A place in Old Town?
Yep, we're also selling them at Tallulah's Folly in Old Town.
Well, there you go. We'll give them a shout out as well. Well, Kelly, congratulations on your continued success.
Thank you, Cheryl.
From the Knot magazine and the Knot.com. Best of weddings in terms of wedding cakes in the mid-Michigan area. It's a huge honor, and I'm a big fan. Folks know that, and I'll look forward to the next dessert.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Thank you so much. Kelly Kobus from A Piece of Cake and Le Bon Macaron. As she said, go to her website. It's A Piece O Cake or Le Bon Macaron, and take a look at these amazing creations and just stop in her shop. You'll feel better doing it. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.